whatever it is you feel like puts you above people, knock that ladder down. Remove it. I thought I was walking on a golden horse. I felt like I was untouchable and I had all these amazing things. But guess what? I end up falling off the horse and end up being smacked to the ground of reality. And when I couldn't get the job, let me tell you what helped me remove my pride. God had to push me through something. And I will honestly say it's better for you to identify what makes you prideful and get it out versus God having to put you through something. God had to push me through this. I wanted a job. I tried to go. I got to the highest round. I was working at Northern Trust. I was working at this big bank, right? I had made it to the highest points around. Thousands of applications. Very few Black people selected. This is my second year. And they told me, you got the great personality, the smile, the characteristics, but we picked somebody else. And I remember going into the office that next day, and it bothered me because a person who got selected didn't dress better than me, didn't look better than me, didn't show up on time like me, didn't have the best clothes like me, didn't have the charisma like me, the personality like me. And it really hit me hard because prior to that, I won and achieved everything. And once the moment I got smacked to the ground in reality, I start not to think about what Jeremy wants, but what God wants for Jeremy. Pride causes you to feel like the world is at your feet. But humility causes you to realize that the world is God, and God gives us the ability to worship his feet so he can allow us to manage what he's given us. What's going on today, everybody? I hope you guys are having a blessed day. This is episode 3, and I'm excited about this one because, to be honest with you, I always personally struggled with this. One of the things that I realized as a man, it was hard for me to value humility and teachability. I partially believe that's because, one, I always was a know-it-all. Two, I always achieved success early. And three, I operated in arrogance and sometimes self-reliance. And because of that, it was difficult for me sometimes to always operate in humility and be teachable. Now, I didn't realize that concept until I really start getting a mentor and start going to my father for more advice. But one of the things I realized, like, as a man, it is important that we seek wisdom and guidance, not just only from God, but from authority. Now, that authority for me is my father, I have a mentor, and your pastor. But what you got to do is really ask yourself, who is it that you submit to, right? And not even just submitting to the authority like mentorship, fathership, covering, but also learning from others. I can honestly say, and in my past, I failed learning from others. When I think I know something, I get closed off to hearing from other people. I immediately close off from hearing what other people got to say. And no matter how intelligent you are, how wise you are, how smart you are, I'm not going to say none of that doesn't matter, but what matters is that you have a spirit of teachability, meaning that somebody can teach you. The moment you start to activate a muscle that I'm above reproach and can't nobody teach me, I truly believe you end up creating an environment that eventually nobody wants to be with you, be around you, listen to you, because they understand that you care more about being right. You care more about you teaching other people than them teaching you. And that was something difficult for me to learn. And I do believe that when you achieve success, especially when you're young and you achieve success, it becomes very difficult to listen to other people. Because the more successful I noticed that I started to become, the harder it was for me to listen to others around me. And I believe that's why I struggle with empathy a lot. Because when you don't understand and share the empathy for others, it's hard to do that when you walk around like, you know what? I'm gonna be arrogant. Your arrogance can cause you not to have a teachable spirit. your arrogance can call you not to operate in humility. And I do understand that in the culture, how it reinforces being arrogant. It reinforces being self-reliant. You don't have to depend on nobody. You don't need nobody. And the truth is, I heard John Maxwell say this, one of my favorite authors. He said, one of us is not greater than all of us, right? When you want to be a healthy man requires humility and teachability, and not just that, but the ability to acknowledge one own's limitations and weaknesses. But I struggle with that as a man. What is a limitation? A limitation is something that you cannot do, right? All of us can't do everything. Just because I'm gifted in finance don't mean I'm gifted in accounting. Just because I'm gifted in accounting doesn't mean I'm gifted in finances. Doesn't mean I'm gifted in the creative arts. That doesn't mean I'm gifted in bookkeeping. Bookkeeping doesn't mean I'm gifted in law. Just because you are successful, that does not mean you are good and well at everything. And the issue that I always struggle with is knowing my limitations. But because I thought, oh, well, I'm intelligent in this. I can learn this. I can do this. I can do this. It stunted my growth and it limited my capacity on the effect that I really could create. If I was starting a business all over, what I would do is write down what I can do well and either hire people or bring on people who couldn't do what I could do. Now, that is something that I did learn on in business. But as I continue to go through business, I noticed sometimes because I've done successful things, I would act like I knew what I was doing in certain areas, which caused me to either fail, miss opportunities, miss friends, lose friends, and not understand things to its full capacity. And that's why it's important that you must acknowledge your own limitations and weaknesses and then use those as opportunities to not only just walk in humility, but walk in teachability. What a teachability means, you are an expert. I'm not an expert in this, so help me understand. But that requires humility. That requires you being able to say, I don't know this. Let me learn from you. One of the biggest things that I think my generation and the generations under me struggle with is submitting to authority. When it comes to men would rather, I heard a gentleman say this, men would rather embrace uncertainty to avoid accountability. A lot of men, we believe, are right. We believe that our way is the best way, the way, right? And because of that, we don't want to submit to authority. We don't want to hear the word no. We don't hear the word develop, get better. There's more that you can do. I am only where I am today because of submission to authority. There's been many times when I wanted to do things when my father said, I don't think this is a good idea. And when I listened, it worked. When I didn't listen, repercussions. There was many times when my mentor told me about things, you shouldn't do this. And when I listened, it worked well. And when I didn't listen, it didn't work well. I remember my mentor told me to quit my job, right? I didn't want to quit my job. I wanted to keep working. I wanted to keep doing. No, I'm not going to use that example. I'm going to use another one. When I first started Black People Eats, I wanted to buy a camera. My mentor told me to use my phone. And I said, everybody uses a camera. Everybody doing this. Do, right? Now, check yourself. I'm being arrogant and self-reliant in this situation. Now what I'm realizing is my mentor is a photographer. And he's been shooting a whole bunch of people and does video. And instead of me being teachable and operating in humility, I walked in arrogance. So guess what? He said, okay, I bought a camera. Learn how to use a camera. And do y'all realize that now today, I don't even use the camera. I use phones to record all of my content for my business. And he told me, I told you to get a camera, but you didn't want to listen. Now, luckily, my mentor had a little grace on me, so he didn't kick me out. Well, not kicking me out. He didn't stop mentoring me. He didn't stop teaching me. But in that moment, what happened? I exuded. I know more. I'm self-reliant. I don't need to humble myself. I don't need to learn from you. I know what I'm doing. And guess what? I end up wasting hundreds of dollars on equipment that I didn't even use, that I didn't even need, that I don't even use anymore. And what he told me to do, I'm using right now, which is my phone, all of my brand deals phone. So just imagine who in your life has your ear that when they speak, you listen. When they speak, you submit. Or do you operate in, I'm successful, I don't have to submit to anybody, I don't have to listen to nobody. It doesn't matter how successful you become. Submission is key. Being walking in humility and having a teachable spirit is key. It doesn't matter where and how far you go. All of the greats have people that teach them. And what did I realize when it comes to the world and the culture promotes in man self-reliance, individualism, and a sense of entitlement. And I personally believe that's because of the way that culture is pushing men. Because of, we are men, we should be entitled. Because we are men, we shouldn't submit. Everybody should submit to us. Because we are men, people should do what we tell them to do because we have success. That's not it. No matter how high you go, always remain humble and have somebody that you can submit to. Because that is the key that I truly believe that helps men grow to the next level. All the men that I have met that's truly at the top has a ear, has wisdom in their ear. They have counsel. I truly believe the reason I was able to make success so young, so early, and still maintaining my success is because I submit to authority. It's because I walk with humility. Now, it's not easy. It's not pretty. I'm going to tell you, there's days me and my mentor fight teeth and nail. There's days when me and my father fight teeth and nail. There's days when me and my pastor fight teeth and nail. And it's not difficult walking in humility. It's not difficult being told no and you don't do it. It's not easy being told no. It's not easy being told do this instead of this. It's not easy listening. But what I can tell you and what I can let you know is when you say yes to that authority, everything changes for your life. So one of the questions that I was thinking about when I was thinking about the topic of humility and teachability is, how does the cultural view masculinity reinforce the idea that man should be self-reliant, individualistic? When I think about growing up, when I think about sports, when I was playing, you know what I noticed? Nobody ever asked me, how did the team do? You know what I noticed? They always ask you, how do you do? How many points did you score? How many rebounds did you get? How many rebounds did the team get? I believe the culture reinforces individualism because we are being raised in a selfish culture, a culture that only tells us to focus on us. And because of that, I believe that prepares you as you start to germinate into your adulthood for you not to remain teachable and not to walk in humility. I would honestly argue that the more successful you become, without being walking in humility, without having mentorship, and without having people counsel in your life. Because as men, we are to seek wisdom. Wisdom comes from those who are wise, and those who are wise are your counsel. If you don't have that, I truly believe you position yourself to walk in arrogance and self-reliance, which allows you to not value humility and teachability. You know, so when I look at the cultural view of how they are reinforcing men to be individualistic, I believe we need to start teaching everybody that teams matter, that unity matters. Because if I go into a situation only thinking about I and my individualism, guess what happens? There can't be team. Where there's no team, there's no unity. And I truly believe if we had more unity and less individualism, we can build more big businesses. We can build more impact. When I look at the culture today, we have people becoming self-employed, meaning owning their own job. A lot of people can't build big businesses. And the reason I believe that is because we don't know how to operate in teams long-term consistently. We only know how to operate in individualism. We don't know how to remain humble. We don't know how to submit. We don't know how to truly connect to people. All of these things, the root of it is not individualism. The root of it is walking in humility, walking in empathy. And that's what I realized why it's important for us to always remain humble and have a teachable spirit. I know it's not easy. Yes, I know you're successful, but find the right people. I'm not talking about a paid mentorship program. You get some information and say, I'm talking about a true mentor, one that can call you, one that can check up on you, one that you can submit to. I was hanging out with my girlfriend one day, and my mentor said, this is an exciting moment for you. Go home. And I said, but I just want to stay with my girlfriend more. He said, go home right now. And I said, but Mr. Thomas, I don't understand. He said, go home. Then he called me when he got my car. He said, the reason I want you to go home is because I don't want allow anything happen in this moment to be tainted because you're excited. So I want you to share this moment by being by yourself because you are not married yet. And even though I disagree with him, there was beauty in my obedience. There's beauty in obedience. I know we don't want to hear this, but there is. You know, and when I think about that, right, one of the things I was thinking about, like, is in what ways does the kingdom view of masculinity challenge men to view themselves as a part of a larger community and to seek wisdom and guidance from others? So here's the thing. Man and I created to be alone, right? We were created to be with everybody else. Even when I look at Cain and Abel, the moment you start to think about yourself and not the greater good, you start to develop these aggressive emotions. We are part of a larger community, right? And the way to have an effective community is to be unified. You know, you're blessed when you dwell in unity, right? There's nothing that you cannot accomplish when you unify. But the issue is when you don't understand that the world is bigger than you, it's not just your world and all hell you, right? I know I thought about that when I was in corporate. I thought the world was at my feet and all hell Jeremy Joyce. But the reality is the world is bigger than you. And God gives us unique abilities, not for us to boast and brag, but for us to use those gifts to impact this world, to create unity so we can have unified vision, so we can dominate this earth. And if we don't know how to seek wisdom and guidance from others, what happens is we don't reach our full potential. I would not be where I am today if I didn't have a father, if I didn't have a mentor, if I didn't have a pastoral covering. There are so many people in my life that gave me wisdom, and that guidance allowed me to go down the path that created me to be the successful man that I am today. But without no wisdom, there is no true significance. And I really, really needed that. Now, some people always ask, well, what are some of the benefits of being humble and teachable? Because, you know, what's the difference? So when it comes to my relationship, whether that's with friends, with family, my girlfriend, with God, my relationships benefit from being humble because it allows me to think outside of myself. Relationships don't last long when it's only one-sided. Relationships don't last long when you only care about your needs, your desires. Relationships don't last long when you only think about you. And I struggled with that because you feel like because you're a man, some of us feel like because we're a man, we're entitled to only needs to be catered to us. Some of us, because we're successful, we feel like needs in life should be catered to us. But I'm here to tell you my spiritual life benefited when I walked in humility because I realized that I am nothing without God. I realized that I don't even own anything. I just manage what he gives me. And because I manage what he gives me, he can bless me with more because I'm a good steward. But when I operate And arrogance, the worst thing you can do is God can take it all away. And I didn't want that to happen. So my personal relationship started to benefit. I've lost friends because I cared more about being right. I cared more about me instead of the needs and other people. I was failed as friends sometimes because I only cared about myself. I could care less about them. I could care less about what they think. I only cared about me. And we all go through a learning curve and a learning process. And those things equip us to be better people on this earth. But if I did not embody, if I would have embodied humility in my earlier 20s, I would have had some amazing friendships. And I wouldn't have lost some amazing friendships because I only cared about myself, which made me more egotistical. Even in my spiritual life, my relationship with God has changed because I remain teachable, because I don't know what I think I know. I know I'm smart. I know I'm advanced, but there are people who know way more than me. In the moment you feel like you know everything, people don't want to help you. People don't want to help you grow. People don't want to help you see a transition in your life. So I'm here to tell you, being a teachable friend has benefited and grown my relationships. Being a teachable man of God has grown my spiritual walk. So it's important, right? And we as men, and anybody else who's watching this, how can we learn to overcome our pride and embrace a more humble and teachable approach to life? You overcome your pride by first recognizing that you are not that big, you're not who you really think you are. We're nothing without God. Sorry, y'all, I had a little technical difficulty. But one thing I realized, we're nothing without God. And no matter what goes on, you don't own anything. You're just a manager. You manage what God gives you. So when I personally think about how to overcome pride, it's by realizing and recognizing you're nothing without God. Whatever it is you feel like puts you above people, knock that ladder down. Remove it. I thought I was walking on a golden horse. I felt like I was untouchable and I had all these amazing things. But guess what? I end up falling off the horse and end up being smacked to the ground of reality. And when I couldn't get the job, let me tell you what helped me remove my pride. God had to push me through something. And I will honestly say it's better for you to identify what makes you prideful and get it out versus God having to put you through something. God had to push me through this. I wanted a job. I tried to go. I got to the highest round. I was working at Northern Trust. I was working at this big bank, right? I had made it to the highest points around. Thousands of applications. Very few Black people selected. This is my second year. And they told me, you got the great personality, the smile, the characteristics, but we picked somebody else. And I remember going into the office that next day, and it bothered me because a person who got selected didn't dress better than me, didn't look better than me, didn't show up on time like me, didn't have the best clothes like me, didn't have the charisma like me, the personality like me. And it really hit me hard because prior to that, I won and achieved everything. And once the moment I got smacked to the ground in reality, I start not to think about what Jeremy wants, but what God wants for Jeremy. Pride causes you to feel like the world is at your feet. But humility causes you to realize that the world is God, and God gives us the ability to worship his feet so he can allow us to manage what he's given us. So that's how I feel like men can overcome their pride. Identify it, or God will put you through something so you can remove it. And I want to close with this because I love practical steps, right? So the last question I think about is, what are some of the consequences of refusing to acknowledge our own limitations and weaknesses, you know, not just for ourselves, for the personal around us, and the consequences of operating in prideful manner and not knowing that you can't do everything and not knowing that you're perfect and you're not strong and everything? This is what happened to me. You end up burning out, overworking yourself. You can go into a depression, which happens to me. You can end up being stressed. I've dealt with anxiety. It causes you to lose friends. It causes you to lose business relationships. Your business could fail. You know, there's a lot of negative impactors of consequences that can happen when you don't own your limitations. It can stunt your growth, how far you can go, how much you can grow. If you truly want to live life to your fullest potential, walk in humility. Understand that you can't do everything. Understand that you're not strong in every area. And when you move in weakness, God can come and be your strength, because he now knows that you are not the reason that everything is happening, but he's the reason everything is happening. And guess what happened when that happens? He can bless you with more. He can give you more. You can be able to do more. So one thing I want to ask you, because I believe in solutions, not just listening and stuff. Yeah, that's great. But one thing I challenge you to do is ask yourself, in what area are you struggling to be humble in? In what area are you struggling to be humble in? And what do you want to do? How will you do it to remove the pride in that area and to walk in humility? For me, it's listening. I notice in the moment somebody says something, I got to answer. I want to give the answer. But instead of listening, instead of speaking, what I'm working on is listening to be more curious about them more than correcting them. I recently did it on the other week, and I'm be honest with y'all, it was hard, but it felt great. So that's what I'm doing. Remove the pride in my thinking and operate in humility in my listening. So you all let me know, for you, what is that going to be for you? How will you, in what area will you remove your pride in? And then two, how will you walk in humility? I love you all, and see you all on the next episode.